The very last line in Maseches Yevamos is the famous statement of Rabbi Elazar, Amar Elazar Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chacham and Rabbi Shalom Ba'Elam. Shenam Rabbi Chacham Banaich, Limudei Hashem, Rabbi Shalom Banaich. The Talmidei Chacham and Rabbi Shalom Ba'Elam, as we learn off in this pasuk, Rabbi Chacham Banaich, Limudei Hashem, Rabbi Shalom Banaich. And the question is, what is the connection between this Indian, the Talmidei Chacham and Rabbi Shalom Ba'Elam, and then Rabbi Shalom and Maseches Yevamos? And the truth is that this statement of Rabbi Elazar doesn't appear only over here, but it appears in the end of 4 different Maseches. It's the last Gemara in Maseches Brachos, the last Gemara in Maseches Krisis, last Gemara Maseches Nazir, and as we mentioned, last Gemara over here in Maseches Yevamos. And the question is, what is this connection between this ending of Shalom and those four Maseches, Brachos, Yevamos, Krisis, and Nazir? And there's a beautiful remnant in the Gra. The Gra says that the word Banaich, V'chol Banaich, Limudei Hashem, is actually the Rashi Tevis of these four Maseches where this Gemara appears. Banaich, Beis is for Brachos, Nun is for Nazir, Yod is for Yevamos, and Chaf is for Krisis. So it's already merumas in the pasuk that there's some connection to the Inyan of Shalom in these four Maseches, Brachos, Nazir, Yevamos, and Krisis. That's all he says, and the remez is not masber what exactly the shaykhus is, but it's brought down in the Kol Eliyahu. The new Kol Eliyahu brings down a hesber that was supposedly in the Ksav Yad of the Gra, where here's masber like this, that these four Maseches really represent the four different types of Shalom that there are in the world. There's Shalom ben Adam l'Makayim, there's Shalom ben Adam l'Chaveira, there's Shalom ben Ish l'Ishtai, and there's Shalom ben Adam l'Atzma, between a person and himself. So Brachos is the Inyan of Shalom ben Adam l'Makayim. The Inyan of Brachos is how we have a korvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu through saying a bracha, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, all these Inyanim that come up in Maseches Brachos. The Nazir is Shalom ben Ish l'Ishtai, Kol Arei Aseitu B'Kukula Yazeh Atzma Min Hayayin. So this is a way of enhancing the Shalom between a person and his wife. That is the Inyan of ben Ish l'Ishtai, Maseches Nazir. Yevamos is Shalom ben Adam l'Chaveray. When a person is miyabim, he's making la'achav shem, he's bringing doing a chesed to his chaver, that's shalom in adam l'chaveray. And the last one is krisis, which is shalom in adam la'atzmai, there's a shlemus between the guf and the nefesh. When a person avoids the nyana, the ring about a krisis separates the guf from the nefesh, and there's a period between them, and when a person is nizar from the nyanam of krisis, he's mechaber the guf and the nefesh. Those are the four nyanam of shalom, and that's why it's brought down at the end of each one of these different Maseches, because there's a certain element of Shalom that's Nishlam by learning these different Maseches, Brachos, Yevamos, Nazir, and Krisis. That is the Bart from the ground, the Hesber that he said. I was bothered with the Kasha, that L'chaira, there's a problem with this Ramez, because there is a fifth time where this Gemara appears, and that is in Maseches Tamid. Maseches Tamid, Daf, Lamed, Beis, and Beis. This Gemara is brought down as well. The Tam L'cham, Rab, Shalom, Ba'aylam, Shanam, Rab, Chol, Banaich, Limudi, Hashem, Rab, Shalom, Banaich. So L'chaira, if the Gra is saying it's Merumas, Banaich is a Remes of the four times where it appears, it's not true. There's really a fifth time, and that is Maseches Tamid. Why is Maseches Tamid not part of this Remes? Why is it not part of the Cheshbon over here? And I found that Reuven Margolis asked this kasha in the Nitzutzei Yar over here off an art. So I thought that perhaps the Hesber could be like this. If you look in the Lashon of the Gra, it's actually brought down in the, there's a sefer called Lishmo B'Limudim, that the Mechaber, the sefer, said that he saw the actual Gilyan Gemara of the Gra. He saw the Gra's Gemara at the end of Brachos, where he wrote down on the side this remez of Banaich, the Brachos Nazir, Vamos, and Krisis. And his Lashon is, he says, the Banaich is a simon ala Masechtes Shemes Saimos V'Maimrezeh. So the Gra is Medayik. You didn't just say there's four Maseches that have this Memra appear in them, but there's four Maseches that are Messiahim with this Memra. There's four Maseches that end off with this statement of Talmud Chacham and Rabbi Shalom Ba'olam. And I think it's Meduik in the Gra. The Gra is not listing all the Maseches where this statement appears. It could appear in other Maseches, but there's only four Maseches where it is the very last line of the Gemara. So Maseches Tamid, it does appear, but it's not the last line of the Gemara. It's in the middle of the Maseches, Daf Lam Beis and Beis. It's not the end of the Masechta, and for that reason, Tamid is not counted. We're only listing the Masechtas where it's the last line, the end of the Masechta, the Siyam HaMasechta. Question is why? What's the significance of that? What's the mile of having this line at the Siyam as opposed to being in the middle? And I think the Hezber is, and we see the Gemalik HaChshivas, what a Siyam means. The Gra is saying that when you learn these four Masechtas, each Masechta gives you a certain element, a certain Shlemus of Shalom. But Zok the Gra, to get that Shlemus, you have to go through the whole Masechta. When you learn the whole Masechta, there's a certain R, there's a certain Kinyan that you get by going through the Masechta from cover to cover. You're Kailo the R of that Masechta, and you get this Indian of Shlemus of that Shalom. You learn part of the Masechta, about it, there's a Cheshivas in every Blat Gemara you learn, every Perek you learn, and even in every line that you learn. And Ein L'Shire, Ein L'Tire, the Cheshivas of the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, what it does in all the Ilamas and everything, it's something beyond our Saga, even one word of Tyra. But there's Afal Pichin, when you finish a Masechta, there's a certain Shlemus that you have, that you now, you're kind of the whole Masechta, it's a Kli, to be mekabel the unique R of that Masechta, and we made it to get that Inyan of Shalom of these mesachtas, you have to be mesayim the mesachta. That's why there's a chashivas to those mesachtas where this memo appears all the way at the end. That's brachas nazir yavamis increases, as opposed to Talmud where it does appear, but it's in the middle, not at the end. So it's not, you're not able to be kind of, it doesn't have that same shlemis of a kinin of finishing all mesachta like the other four. So we see lefi drachenu lamanu the chashivas of making a siyum. When you're mesayim whole mesachta from cover to cover, it's not just learning more blad as opposed to less blad, but there's a certain shleimus, there's a certain chashivas, it's an entity b'fnei atzmai, there's a certain kinyan entire that you have when you finish all mesachta, which brings about a gevaldika ar and a gevaldika shleimus that you wouldn't have without making the siyum. And with that, I want to wish mazel tov to all the mesayimim, mesachas yavamis, gevaldika kinyan. Every mesachta is a tremendous simcha. Yavamis was a difficult mesachta, a hard mesachta, a long mesachta, and to be able to finish it from cover to cover is a gevaldika chashivas, and should bring a tremendous simcha. You should be zeichet to get that ar, get the shalom that comes out of mesachas yavamis, as the Gra says, together with the shalom that comes from all the mesachtas, and continue lomad and lamad lishon v'lasas l'hagdol tayr v'lahadir.